SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Some of you who catch this show in this hour only, this is the good, the bad, and the dumb that we normally do earlier in the show, but we had a number of interviews and things we had to move around. You'll love this. This is where Ron comes up with a good, a bad, and the dumb, sometimes two per category. So this is the good, the bad, and the dumb. So we're going to make you feel good right now.
Yeah.
I think we have two goods on the table.
We have two goods on the table.
Okay, what's the first one?
The first one, I sent you this video. You had to take a look at it.
Yes.
And the way I look at it is this. Japan just does game shows better than us.
Way better than us.
Way better than us.
Somehow, for those who know game shows, you know this.
Somehow, some way, they turned... Why do we do rock, paper, scissors to, get out of doing something?
Right.
Pretty much?
Yep.
Like, it started off like as a sibling rivalry type of thing.
Right, and did you ever get to punch the person smack the person on the wrist if you lost?
Yeah.
Something like that? Like, there was some physical pain you had to experience if you lost rock, paper, scissor when you were kids. So, I don't know if that was growing up in the backwoods of New Hampshire, and we were the only ones that did that, but that's kind of how we grew up with rock, paper, scissors.
For me growing up, rock, paper, scissors was just a way of, did I get the last cookie? Or, no, you're going to take out the trash.
And it always went like this. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Yep. Let's best two out of three. No, let's do best two out of three. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Best three out of five. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Best four out of seven. You just kept going until you could possibly needed to win like 16 in a row to claim that cookie.
So Japan has turned this sensation, a friendly game of rock, paper, scissors, into an event complete with cosplay, cheering, and crying.
It's amazing.
They call it, pardon my Japanese, Janken Takai.
Very good Japanese. I don't even know if that's correct, but that sounds correct.
Janken means paper, rock, scissors. Takai means tournament.
Got it. Okay.
And this has actually been going on. Janken dates back to the 17th century.
Wait a minute. Rock, paper, scissors has been going on since the 17th century?
I guess something similar. Because I don't think they had scissors or paper back then. But
yeah, I was going to say.
But I'm saying, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So I watched this video.
Something along these lines. The only thing I don't know is what the person won.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, it must have been awesome because she's immediately in tears. She's immediately breaking down. The crowd is losing its mind. She went rock when the other one went scissor, and everybody freaked out.
Yes.
This is like the ultimate mind thing, right? Where you're trying to read the mind. It's like with the soccer goal kick. Remember we did that?
But isn't it just dumb luck?
It is.
Like you, there's a way, you've developed a way to cheat sometimes. Because you can do it right at the last second. Like, you can see their hands starting to open up, and you go, okay, I'm going to go rock.
You would train for that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and I think maybe... I think these people have.
You got to go to the videotape on that, right? When they do rock, paper, scissors, you got to go to the slow-mo videotape. It's like, is she going to rock and immediately going to paper to win? This is a lot more complicated than we play it out to be.
No. I mean, it is, and I hope the prize is worth it.
I hope it's worth it, because she was crying. All right, what's the second good?
The second good is I sent you another video clip. You have to take a look at it. And basically, the only thing I'm doing is just extending this girl's 15 minutes of fame.
Okay, she is a Trevor Lawrence lookalike, and she looks exactly like him.
Yeah, it's uncanny. There is a TikTok video where she there's a TikTok video of it where Trevor is watching it as well. And Trevor even claims, oh, my God, she looks exactly like me.
That's now, awesome.
This is good because I'm extending her 15 minutes of fame. I don't know if this is good or bad.
Why?
Well, Trevor Lawrence is a good looking man.
That is true. That is true.
And by all accounts, when she's not putting on the Trevor Lawrence face, she's a very attractive female. She's a high school student, so I'm being careful here.
Good job. Yeah, true.
But when she does the face and she's wearing the headband and doing like all the goofy expressions that Trevor has done, she looks exact. She's a dead ringer. These guys are separated at birth.
Must be nice to be so famous as a football player in the area that people want to imitate your look.
Yeah.
And people are making videos making you what you look like.
And I'm going to assume that she's a Clemson fan, even though she's from Georgia.
Sure. Well, he's from Georgia.
Yeah, it all depends. Maybe it all also depends where she is, because she does have a Clemson jersey on in her videos. I would assume that she just didn't go out and buy a Clemson jersey.
Yeah, he played high school football in Georgia, so maybe she's from near that area, and he's kind of a local legend. So very good. She does look like him. That is really amazing. That really is amazing. So she's got that same smile and everything.
Yeah.
Very good.
So
well done.
We're just extending the 15 minutes of fame there.
All right, so what's the bad?
This is near and dear to your heart, Tony.
Yes.
You can buy a robot clone of anyone from this Russian startup company.
Anyone?
Of anyone. You can have this clone, show them a photo, they will in essence, if you're walking into a museum, say the Basketball Hall of Fame, and you want someone to look exactly like Michael Jordan, greet you at the door. That's a robot.
Okay, this is bad.
Yeah.
You're right. This is really bad.
Now, the only good news to it is that it only has 8 hours of battery life.
Oh, that's it, right? So
yeah, that's it.
That's enough. That is enough to cause damage.
The robot has 18 moving parts, allowing it to make 600 micro expressions, and its artificial intelligence contains 100,000 speech modules.
Okay, wait till this exponentially improves.
Exactly.
To the point where, like, you could kidnap the president and replace him with a robot president, and nobody would know the difference.
Yeah. I mean, right now, it kind of looks, if you remember the movie, what movie was it? Santa Claus 2.
Oh, yeah. Santa Claus
when
2.
Tim Allen had to go take care of business. So they created.
He had to go find a wife.
He had to go find a wife. So they created a new Santa. And that Santa, I mean, to us, it looked fake. We could tell it was a fake Santa.
But not to the elves.
It was very plastic. Not to the elves. This is, it kind of has that similar look. You looking at this, you know, you can kind of see how it doesn't look human just yet, but just give it time.
That I know. That's what we worry about. Whenever you do these AI stories, whenever you bring them up, I never think about the story. I think about the future of the story. Like I was watching, there was a movie, I was watching a movie, I think it was Steve Jobs, the one with Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
That was Steve Jobs. And in the beginning, like Arthur Clarke, the science fiction guy, was talking about how computers were going to be in your pockets. And all, and he's in a room filled, like with it, where a computer takes up like a whole floor of a building. But he says, no, one day this will be on, you'll have a TV and screen in front of you and you'll be able to order movie tickets and do all that. This is like in the 50s and 60s. He's talking about computers like this. That's what I'm worried about. When you do the AI stories, I go, okay, 30 years from now, there's going to be a Russian clone you won't be able to tell the difference. You will be like, oh my God, I'm going to have to cut the arm off. I'll have to cut the arm off just to see if it bleeds. And even then they might make it bleed. I don't know.
This is Terminator stuff.
This is Terminator stuff. It is right.
Yeah, I sent
this is petrifying.
I sent you the article so you can see
the
photo.
Yeah, I'm watching it. Now I'm really scared. If this is the robot, it looks just like a person.
Yeah.
He looks absolutely just like a person.
You can kind of tell right now, but like we're saying, give it another 5-10 years.
Yep, exactly.
And you're not going to be able to tell at all.
Nobody ever walks into a wax museum and goes, oh my God, look, that's Marilyn Monroe. My God, that could be Marilyn. You always go, I know it's a wax figure. There's something about it
wasn't dead.
Yeah, exactly. No one ever thinks that that's a real human. You go, that's a wax figure. But these robots are different. They could, in a couple of years, they're going to look just like people.
And if you don't think they can do it, watch early computer animated films.
Yep.
Early computer animated films, they had a hard time making people. And then you watch it then, you watch it now, there's no difference.
And like this article says, when will they eventually replace workers? Yeah, like at a factory or a plant or something
That's the idea. So, you know, in busy areas banks, we're going to have a robot teller handling our money.
Yep.
Yeah, let him have that info. Thank you.
Yep, exactly. We all think robots are going to be great, like Rosie from the Jetsons. We have no idea.
No.
We have no idea.
No, I think we're more likely to have Terminators than we are Rosie.
Yeah, that's very true. You and I are good on this. Everything we think about robots is evil. Like the moment you give robot AI, it's never for the good of humanity. It's always
not
evil.
It's
always
go to the evil. Humanity?
Let me remind people, because I know I've said this before, but let me remind people. I don't believe this because I'm a pessimist on this. Elon Musk had a great example. And this is, I know I've said this many times, so bear with me. He said, if you program AI to get rid of spam email, for example, let's say you don't want spam in your email anymore. When AI handles that, AI will go through every possible combination of how it can get rid of spam, including killing the people sending you the spam. That's how AI will work. It'll say like, well, I can put this program in here, or we can do this, or we can do this, or we can do this, or we can just eliminate the people sending you spam email and they won't send it anymore. That's how AI, that's Elon Musk. That's not me. So that's why we're always scared of the robot storm.
But when was the last time you watched a movie that was all rosy and cheerful about a
right,
robot?
Right, exactly.
About a robot helping out humanity. I don't remember. I mean, you know, I'm going down the list. AI, iRobot, Terminator.
It's always scary.
There's always something wrong.
That's
and
right.
That, you know, the robots are trying to take over. I mean, there's a good robot in between. Like, oh, no, I have a conscience. Yeah, but, you know, that's one robot against 50 million. We're done.
That's right. We're done. What's the dumb of the
day?
Well,
that was going to be my bad and dumb of the day.
Okay. But yeah, then, close.
Kanye West stepped in.
What's Kanye doing? Because last week was the Baton Rouge breakfast.
Yeah.
That was earlier this week or something.
This week, I got to figure out where he was, where he announced that he is running for president in 2024.
Is he really?
That's his plan.
We kind of predicted this, though. Didn't people say that?
Yeah.
Didn't people go, Kanye is going to run? If Donald Trump can win presidency, watch, Kanye West is going to run. Oprah's going to run. They're all going to run.
Yeah, it said, when I run for president in 2024, West said, to laughter from the audience, what y'all laughing at?
Yeah, of course. Why are you laughing at him?
He said that if he were elected president, he would create so many jobs.
This
he
is
just
great.
Has so many opportunities.
This is great.
But before he becomes president of the United States and lives in the White House, he is thinking about changing his legal name.
To what?
Christian genius billionaire Kanye West.
I think
that just rolls off the tongue of presidential
tongue.
Names.
It's really hard to get a personalized license plate, though.
Yeah, no, that's what he said. He'll put it on a license plate, too.
Good for him. Kanye. Oh, my
Christian
goodness.
Christian genius billionaire Kanye West.
Gold Digger was such a good song. Kanye. I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. Listen, I think, again, I'm not a political guy, so spare me this. Plus, when Trump won the presidency, I wonder how many entertainers said, oh, crap, I could do that. Like, I don't know how many actors went, I'll run for president when Reagan won, because Reagan was a governor and he really got into politics. Even when he was an actor, he was active in politics. But when Trump went from TV personality to president, I wonder how many people went, oh, I can skip the middleman. I don't have to be governor of a state or run for Congress. I don't have to skip all that step. I'll just run right for president. Yeah. I'll leave this talk show / music career / acting career. I'll jump right into the White House.
And then you can jump right back in because rumor has it that President Trump is already talking to Mark Burnett about another reality
of course
game
is.
Show for when his run at the White House is over.
Yep, never ends. Never ends. And I bet he would like to do that more than he likes being president.
You know what it is? I mean, him doing that just reminds me, like, you know, football coaches will always have a job. Just like he'll always be able to come up with a reality show that someone
That's
will buy.
Very true. That's very true. See, you didn't see a whole bunch of peanut farmers jump into the White House race when Jimmy Carter won. Like, the guy who's farming the peanuts didn't go, you know what, farming peanuts stinks. I'm going to run for president. If Carter could do it, I could do it.
Or
but
maybe
you watch,
little,
you'll see a bunch of entertainers do
maybe
this.
A little offshoot, you know, a plumber.
Yeah, plumber. Yeah.
You know, there's lots of plumbers. We haven't seen a plumber. I mean, a lot of times we just see, you know, lawyers.
Yep. Lawyers, politicians, guys like that. Yeah, exactly. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. It's SB Nation Radio.